A reading from the Gospel of John, verse 17 to 21. Jesus said, "My Father has never stopped working, and that's why I keep on working." Now the leaders wanted to kill Jesus for two reasons. First, he had broken the law of the Sabbath, but even worse, he had said that God was his Father, which made him equal with God. Then Jesus told to the people, "I tell you for certain that the Son cannot do anything on his own. He can do only what he sees the Father doing, and he does exactly what he sees the Father do. The Father loves the Son and has shown him everything he does. The Father will show him ever greater things, and you will be amazed. Just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants to." Brothers and sisters, this text from the Gospel of John follows another text with the healing of a sick man who had been paralyzed for 38 years. And by doing that, he made the Pharisees and the elders of the Jewish people angry because he did that on the Sabbath. That's the context of this passage of St. John. We see that John has been reflecting on who is Jesus, what is he doing, and what are we doing. And this reflection makes him remember what Jesus said at the time about his relationship to God. Now, we've been Christian, many of us, for centuries, for generations, and we tend to take things for granted. So I would like to look afresh what means Jesus in his relationship to God. We need to understand that the people at the time, they had never heard of Christianity, Trinity, and all those things. They were just seeing an amazing man, Jesus, who was doing amazing things. Now, what Jesus said in this passage of St. John is why he was doing what he was doing. Now, he used a word which we use in daily life all the time, to work. And I think this idea of working, God works, Jesus works. In fact, we also work, gives a clue of who Jesus is in relationship to his Father. The only thing we know of God is what Jesus told us about him. Well, not exactly. We knew many other things. But the real God, it's only through Jesus when we know him. And what Jesus says is that we recognize God through what he does, through his work. Now, what is his work? The text gives us a few indications. First of all, it's about healing, because the work that Jesus does is healing. And because the work of Jesus and the work of God are the same, God heals as well. And then a bit further down in the text, the words of Jesus as related by John says that God gives life. He raises from the dead. So it's all about healing and life as opposed to death. Now, so what we know of God through Jesus is that there's a certain type of work present in the world. It's not just like working, getting up in the morning and going to work in the office or teach or whatever. It's probably not that sort of work that Jesus meant when he spoke of God and himself. It's an invisible work. It's a long-reaching work. It's about healing, and we know healing is slow. It's about giving life, and life is a mystery, which basically is the most fundamental mystery of everything. So what this text is telling us is that we must discover, we must see the work of God. And that's what Jesus is about. Now, the last thing I would like to say is that it's not as simple as it seems. There's a touch of tragedy, of drama in this brief text of St. John, because Jesus already knows that the Jews will kill him. So the work of God and the work of Jesus It's dangerous work. It's a work that can actually attract conflict and even death. But nevertheless, it's a work which brings life, the real life, the life that is beyond everything. And that's the message of St. John for us today. Amen.